On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Dear woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My time has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the wine that had been turned, the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best until now." This, the first of his miraculous signs, Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him.
Okay. So that song tells us that Jesus is God. He has the creative power that God has. He can turn water into fabulous wine. That takes someone with the power of creation to do that. And again, have a look back in the story, at the end of the story. What does John say? Our song there told us various things about Jesus, that we can trust in him, that he's all that we need. But what does John say that this miracle shows us about Jesus? You might want to look at verse 11 of our reading. That might help you. What does John say this tells us about Jesus? Well, yeah, give you a minute to turn back to page 1064. Yeah? Brilliant. He reveals his glory. Oh. It's quite hard to do a sign for glory. Wasn't quite sure. In fact, it's a strange word, isn't it? It's one of those Bible words. What does glory mean? Well, it's a bit like this. Just say, who here is good at doing keepy uppies? Anyone here good at keepy uppies? Anyone? Or someone good at, you're good at keepy uppies. It's like if someone's really good at something and you see them doing it and you say, "Oh, come and show me what you're made of. Come and show me in all your brilliance, how good you are." Oh, you're good at gymnastics. So I might say, "Show me how good you are. Go on then, show me what you're made of. Show me in all your brilliance." And that's what the Bible means by glory. So when Jesus does his miracle and he turns the water into wine, he's giving us a sneaky peek of not just his glory, but God's glory. He's showing us just a tiny little bit of how brilliant God is. Because we can't see God in all his glory. It'd be like looking at the sun. But Jesus in that miracle shows us a tiny little flash of his glory, of God's glory. And you know what? That tells us something very interesting. Jesus wasn't just helping out at the wedding. He wasn't just saving the day. He did do that. He did save the day. They then had an amazing party, some really nice wine. But that wasn't just all that Jesus did. Yes, Jesus is kind and he does want to help people. He does want to help you. Jesus is concerned about you and the things that make you sad and scared. Jesus is concerned if you're being bullied at school. Jesus is concerned if you don't like school. Jesus is concerned if you're feeling lonely. Jesus is concerned if you're a bit short of money. He is concerned about all those things, very much so. But this miracle shows us he is so much more than just our little concerns. You know, Jesus shows God in all his glory. He shows us he's the Christ, and the Christ is the one who comes to sort things out and to make everything new. Jesus is concerned about the war in Ukraine, but you know what? He wants to come and sort everything out, the whole world, and to give us a whole new world. That's what this miracle shows us. Not just that Jesus can turn water into wine, but he is the Christ who is coming to make everything right and to bring in a whole new world. A whole new world where there will be celebration. There will be wine flowing because it will be so good. And remember what the master of the banquet said. He said, you've saved the best till last. And Jesus is going to bring the best to come. That's what he comes to do. You see, his miracle showed us, that he is... Actually, Amy, can you turn the rest of those over for me? There's blue tack there. You turn the rest over, it will spell out the word. Jesus is the Christ, the one who comes to make things new again. Now, did you notice in the story, who saw the miracle? Who was there that saw the miracle? Who was at the wedding? Yep. The servants, yeah. Who else? Disciples, yeah. And his mum, okay. Have a look in verse 11. Lots of people saw the miracle, but who responded to Jesus? Who was changed by the miracle? Have a look in verse 11. Yeah. Brilliant. Well done. Yeah. His disciples put their faith in him. So lots of people saw the miracle, but not everyone saw what the sign pointed to. But the disciples did. They put their faith in Jesus. So what about you? Okay, we haven't seen the miracle as such. We weren't at the wedding, but we've had an eyewitness account. We've heard what Jesus did. And John has even told us what the miracle points to, the fact that Jesus is the Christ. He shows that with all this wine that he creates, and he says, I'm the one who's coming to make everything new and to make everything right. Will you trust me with your life? Will you trust me with your small concerns that I am concerned about, but I want to change everything? He doesn't just work on a small scale. Jesus is coming to change and to bring a whole new world. Now, maybe you're not convinced after one sign. Let me tell you, John has plenty more in his gospel. There's at least another six. So if you're not convinced yet, can I urge you to keep reading John's gospel, look at the other signs, see what else John tells us about Jesus. But can I also encourage you, if you've been convinced by this sign that Jesus is the Christ, to do what the disciples did? And put your faith in him. That means to say to Jesus, I believe you are the Christ. I believe you're coming to make all things new. Take him at his word. Put your life in his hands. And trust him to lead you back to God.